Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each Monday we drop a new episode to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We want you to be part of the conversation, so make sure you comment, like, share, and follow. I'm your host, Preach. We got a great conversation for you today. Let's get into it. I want us to talk about distractions.
Distractions?
Yes.
I'm good at those.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about it in a different context, probably.
I am. So I want us to talk about distractions a little bit. But we brought this up last time that we were in conversation. Yeah. You were saying, okay, I'm ADHD, so we got to
kind of bring things back. Easily distracted.
Right? But we brought up this idea of options paralysis, right?
Oh, sure.
And so I think I want to sit there a little bit, and I want us to talk about this idea of options paralysis and what that looks like when it comes to us as believers. And especially bringing it back to this idea of when it comes to us actually being intentional and practicing unity together, how does the plethora of options of things to do out there, how does that distract us from being unified as a body of Christ?
Well, sure. Well, the paralysis thing is real.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
It can cause us to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously not going to work.
Yeah.
I think the decision process is challenging for me. Like, what should I put my time into is always both in my work and in just regular life, but also in like, what am I going to pursue ministry wise? And how am I going to pursue things like unity?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at how I'm going to do that with this job that I'm going into.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what should I put most of my focus into?
Yeah.
And, luckily, with some jobs, there's already kind of a something there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a general framework I'm going to follow on that. But then, I don't know. I think there needs to be prayer around it.
Yeah.
I think we need to listen to God and hopefully have conversations. I think sometimes we think we need to do it all on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, again, going back to like we talked about blind spots a minute ago, we have blind spots as to even what our strengths are sometimes.
Yeah.
And what the things that God could be calling us into. And sometimes it helps to have those conversations with other people. It's like, what do you, I've had a number of people say like, this is perfect for you. Like, that's going to be a great job for you. Like just knowing who you are. And I was like, you know, I needed that because I wasn't fully sure that I had the right things that it takes to do this job. Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes it helps to have those other conversations to do that. And I think that's something we need to just always remember, that the church was built on community.
Yeah.
And we need other people for those things. And that's part of the unity piece, really.
Absolutely.
Is like God made us to work together on things and even to hear from him.
Yeah.
A lot of times through other people. I think a lot of times people will give you like a prophetic word or like I've heard so many times where someone's been like, I don't know where this came from, but I feel like God's asking me to say this to you.
And
that confirms something for somebody.
Yeah.
And we need to be open to those kind of confirmations, because a lot of times when God's speaking in our own head, we have a harder time differentiating from ourselves and him.
Yeah.
Hopefully as you grow in your spirituality and your walk with him, you start to understand his voice better.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference. But many times he talks to through other people, and I think that's a big unity piece.
Absolutely. I think we can underestimate how much God will speak through others sometimes.
Yeah.
And I always like to refer to Balaam's donkey, because if he could speak through him, right, he can speak through anyone.
Yeah.
If he could speak through him, he can even speak through me. So,
yeah.
But I think it's one of those things to where we, especially as the listeners, we need to recognize that God can speak through anyone. So even if it's a little child, even if it's someone where you don't usually have the greatest respect for them,
maybe even non-Christian,
right? Oh yeah. I've heard so many believers get a word dropped on them from non-Christians.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just, you have to be, cause again, all truth is God's truth. Right. So
I had kind of a random person once like tell me, I think you'd be a good youth pastor. I didn't say youth pastor, but they said pastor.
Mm.
And that was when I was still in worship only.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't really even sure about that. And they weren't like a regular churchgoer.
Yeah.
They're just like, there's something about you that is like, I feel like you'd be a good pastor.
I'm
whoa, really? And it was right around the time where I was trying to decide some things about what direction from worship to doing more like youth. It was what I was looking at doing at the time. And when they said that, I was like, whoa, all right, that's cool. Because it's like this confirmation from God about something I was already kind of like, I'm not sure about.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's, I always say God echoes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a lot of times that's the role that he allows us to play is just being one. We're not the only word, right? And if we are the only word, then like, please take it with a grain of salt, right? If this is way off base and you're not getting this from anywhere else, you don't feel this coming to in your prayer time, you haven't been seeing this in your word, this isn't something where God's speaking to you elsewhere, like, take it with a grain of salt, right? Just know I could be off base here. But it's one of those things to where I feel like so often he'll use us to echo something he's already speaking to that person.
Yep.
Or
we don't even know that we're echoing it.
Exactly.
Usually. Yeah.
Yep. And it's just somewhere in the line. Even if it's the first thing, it's going to be somewhere in the line though.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't just go solely off of one person's word and that's it.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, with so many options, I think you're right in that, okay, we need to spend time in prayer, right? We need to make sure we're getting
wise counsel.
Wise counsel, right? Conversations with others. So my wife will tease me about this sometimes. She just said something earlier today about it, that about how I would get rid of a lot of things or simplify, you know, the simplicity. Mm-hmm. And it's very true. I tell people I would be a monk, I feel like. If I was single right now, I'd go off and I'd be a monk. there's something to that simplicity that really draws me.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to this idea of options paralysis, I think some of that is pulling back some of the distractions that we can control. Because I think we can make ourselves so busy and put so much up around us that it takes us away from spending time in the things that would unify us.
Right.
So I think you can look at that as an organization, right? You mentioned that sometimes, you know, your job description is laid out. Well, I have seen far too many times, this isn't always the case, but I've seen far too many times that one person is given too many tasks.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
And nowhere in those tasks is it mentioned that you are to build healthy relationship with other ministers. You're here to build healthy relationships and work on bringing unity right within our organization and amongst other organizations. Usually that's not mentioned. And then there's usually a plethora of other things that usually one person cannot get to. And so I would say, well, how can we simplify?
Yeah.
How can we pull this back? Right. And also within, you know, all the just our own lives, all the different options of things that we have, I truly believe, and there's probably some study out there on it, but I think if, and I'm coming for the toes. if everyone would just get rid of their TV screens, I think believers would find themselves with a lot more time to be in relationship with each other and in their word.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's one simple thing, right?
Oh yeah. Screens are definitely a distraction, whether it's for ministry or anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so I think it's one of those things. Can we look at our lives and say, what can I pull back on? What can I simplify? I mean, so much so, and we're not the only ones that struggle with this. This is a worldwide struggle.
Yeah.
But what gets me is that there's people in the world who catch on to this and say, okay, I'm going to pull back. I'm going to simplify because this is important. But yet believers aren't pulling back and simplifying to say, no, this is important.
Yeah.
You know, unity within the body of Christ is important. So we're going to pull back and simplify. Me being in my word and knowing it is important. So I'm going to pull back and simplify. And those types of things, you know, spending time in prayer and time in prayer with other believers is important. So I'm going to pull back and simplify. But you have, I keep on blanking on all the titles and names. again, it's that stage fright type stuff. What's his name? Everybody's gonna laugh. He's the guy that ran Apple.
Steve Jobs. Started
Steve Jobs. He's the one, right? He's the one that always black turtleneck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like
or
he.
Gray.
Yeah, black or gray. Yeah. I think it was black. I think he always had black.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then, but that was literally his outfit.
Right.
Every day.
Oh, yeah. He simplified it.
He simplified. So he said, I don't want to spend my mind
taking
power.
Away the decision power.
Exactly.
Because every decision causes fatigue.
Exactly.
Over the course of a day. Yeah.
Right. And so he's like, this is one thing I can knock out. Right.
Yeah.
And that way I have more. Yeah. Right. I look good in this. Here we go. Now I have more time and energy and effort, more of my mind I can put towards the important things.
Yeah.
And for that, he was talking about Apple. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but the kingdom is a lot more important than Apple. Apple will come and go. I know some people don't want to hear this, but there will be a time when Apple goes, right? If Jesus doesn't come back soon, it's not going to be around forever.
Right.
I'm going to say that even Disney will come and go, right? Yeah. Like organizations that we think, oh, they're too big. Like there's been organizations like
Amazon's
that before.
Out of here. No,
yeah,
out.
No, I'm
who knows?
Likely, it's like there's going
forever,
to be a time.
Probably,
it won't. None of these things last forever. There's been so many things all throughout history where people have been like, this is going to last forever. This is going to last forever. I was joking with my daughter.
The Roman Empire is still killing it.
Right? Exactly, right? I was joking with my daughter earlier because she brought up something about Rome and her sister was saying, no. And I was like, tell her, Aria, Rome didn't survive.
Yeah.
And nobody thought like they would end up disappearing, right? And they're not the only ones.
Yeah.
And there's so many businesses that have been that way as well. But look, the word of God, Jesus said this, it's going to remain, right? His kingdom is going to be forever. And so if Steve Jobs can do something like that for something temporal, like Apple, why can't we be intentional about simplifying?
Yeah.
When it comes to let's do something that's for the kingdom. And whether
for families, probably.
Yeah.
Like it's funny you bring this up. We're actually just getting ready to try this out. There's like kind of like this 30-day fast, or it's not a fast because fasting is food specific, but kind of abstaining from all screens.
Yeah.
For a period of 30 days, just seeing how it affects our family.
Yeah.
And we know, you know, I'm guilty as anybody about doom scrolling and all those things that we get into.
So easy.
And spend our time, or just watching a show even, but separate, you know.
Yeah.
Like we're separate in our separate rooms because this, you know, this show is not perfect for a little kid, and I don't want to watch a little kid show, and you know that. So we're like separating out on our different screens. Yeah.
And what I find funny is that you can all be in the same room watching something different.
Yeah.
People will do that.
Totally. Yeah. That's the way everybody has personal devices.
Right.
Like even if it's not a phone, there's tablets and everything else. Right. So I'm really interested to see just how that might unify us as a family.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be very specific. We decided to do it right now, and it's a good time because of Advent coming up.
Okay. You know, yeah.
And
yeah.
Kind of coincide it with the daily Advent things. We have this calendar that we put up where we put stuff in it for us to do as a family.
Yeah.
So we're really going to lean on that. It's like, so we're not just, hey, don't do screens.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, don't do screens, but let's do this instead.
Exactly.
As a family. And so I'm really excited to see how that's going to go.
We need to do dinner one of these nights.
Yes.
We need to do dinner. And we're going to make it a game night, like a family game night, you know, no screens and just family game night.
Well, and even just thinking about that, like, so you and me like getting together or something like that, how much of that is not happening because like within the church and like within like inviting your neighbors over to maybe like get a glimpse of the gospel through you and stuff. How much of that is not happening because we'd rather just zone out and be on a screen or something.
Exactly.
And I got a point of myself on that just as much as anybody else. Like that's definitely something that I'm not satisfied with in my life. And that's why we're taking this initiative.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I hear you.
Again, it's like an initiative thing. We got to do something. And so we're going to be intentional about making that step. And it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. Like our kids will struggle with it first.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be worth trying to do.
And absolutely.
I think it's the same for like the bigger church and how we look at unity through the church as a whole. It's like, how do we take out some of these? That's probably one of the biggest distractions I see now.
Yeah.
Is
entertainment. I would just say that.
Media.
Entertainment. Yeah.
That keeps us from our Bible time, keeps us from all kinds of things. You know, there's so much that we don't do because we're just filling our time with energy. And we'll say we're super busy.
Yeah.
Do this. Look at your screen time.
Oh, he went there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Look at your screen time. See how much time you actually spend on social media or YouTube or any of these entertainment apps on your phone. You'll be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe I spent 2 hours a day on that.
Right.
And that, like, think of what you can do with 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if, I mean, your streaming network, if you're able to look up, you know, how much time that I spend.
Yeah, separated. Yeah, because it's not just our phones.
It's not usually just
our phones. We'll be like, oh, I was only doing screens for this long on my phone. But then it's like, wait, did you also do Netflix on TV?
Exactly.
Stuff. So, yeah, I think we think we're a lot busier than we are because we're filling our time.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we filling our time with?
Exactly. And
again, I'm not pointing at everybody else.
Yeah. No,
I
hear you.
Like my pastor used to always say this.
Yep.
If I got one finger pointing at you, I got three pointing back at myself.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's true. You know, we got to do those self checks and stuff every once in a while and be like, where are we at? Like, how much, what are we spending our time on?
Yeah, exactly. And man, when that word entertainment, because that's what came to mind, right? Entertainment. The thought that came to my mind was, how much time are we putting towards entertainment in the church? Like, how much time are we putting into entertaining people and making sure services are entertaining and making
sure
activities.
Oh, that's a whole other topic. That'd be a whole other podcast. We could talk about consumer mentality versus let's all do this together mentality. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you think about all this conversation of, okay, we need to make sure we're prioritizing and spending time building relationship and unity. Well, if we didn't put so much time towards making sure things were entertaining, right? Mm-hmm. And all this entertainment factor, and we pulled things back, well, then we would have a lot more time for building relationship and unity.
Yeah.
So, man, that E word. Oh, man, that E word. Wow. But we love it. We love our entertainment, especially in the West.
Entertainment and distraction could be interchangeable.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Oh, man. Okay. I want to make sure. Was there anything else? Man. Restricting our focus, acknowledging our need. I'm trying to remember why I put that. Oh, that's why I put that down, because if we are focusing on specific things, then, and like we kind of zone in, well, then that's going to leave other areas, right? Mm-hmm. To where maybe we can't spread out as much and get as much done or whatnot in these other areas. So if we're restricting our focus, and this is one of the reasons why we were saying earlier, right? You have a job description and it's usually like the hat of 4 or 5 different people.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we need that field. We need that field. We need that field. So we're just going to put it all in this one. Right. We're going to give it to somebody.
I've been that guy.
Right. So, exactly. I've been there. Right. So we have all these different things that need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But we busy somebody with all of this rather than keeping it simple, right? Restricting, letting them focus and be quality in like one or two things.
Yeah.
We give them a plethora of things. And with that, we're trying to cover all of our needs. But what if we were willing to be vulnerable and say, we still have this need and leave it open?
Mm.
I'm wondering, often necessity will rise people up, right?
Yeah.
It'll bring people to the forefront. So if we were willing to say, okay, yes, we have someone here, but we're prioritizing him having time for simplicity, unity, and making sure that he has time to have creative space and that type of thing. Well, then, so we're not going to make sure he's filling this need. And this is just going to remain a need that may leave us vulnerable in some positions.
Right.
At some things. But I think maybe, that's
more unity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Maybe that's a worth, because now you might be leaving a door open.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. For someone else to step in.
Right.
And practice, you know, doing different things. And so now they become an active member rather than just a bystander.
Right. Yeah. We probably see a lot less burnout.
Come on now.
Because that's common.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a few. We've definitely seen in the church. I've definitely seen in most of the churches I've been at. It's like 10% of the people are doing everything.
Yeah.
Volunteer or staff. Yeah. So staff for sure. But there's certain volunteers that'll do like everything.
Yeah.
And over time, it's not sustainable.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I see volunteers get burned out so quickly too.
Yeah.
Because like you said, they can be doing so much and they're not getting paid for it.
Right. Yeah, they're not. And they don't always need to, but like too much is too much.
Exactly.
Like you can only
do so much. That's on top of all the other stuff they have.
They got jobs, they got kids, they got other things that they're responsible for.
Exactly.
They can't do everything.
Yeah.
And eventually that just wears out.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
I hear you. All right. Yeah. So pulling back on those distractions, those are some different things that I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Options paralysis. I think sometimes we have too much in front of us and we just need to say, okay, where is my focus going to be? How can I rally around that with other people and be unified in it? And that comes down to job descriptions, that comes down to organizations, you know, their descriptions and what they do. If we weren't trying to be all things to all people and we just kind of had our niche, then again, that may leave the organization to where it's like, but then we can't do this. Yeah, but this other church does that. So you can go to them, but then now you're trusting, right? And you're being
that's hard to do.
Just kind of dependent and vulnerable with another church.
We should. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
If anybody wants to try to do 30-day
abstinence, do it.
All screens.
Whew. Do it.
Now, that doesn't count, like, of course, I'm not going to, like, not use my computer during the day for work. But it's mostly the entertainment stuff.
Yeah. But just don't be trying to sneak in YouTube on that other screen while you're working.
I've done it. Even just when you do it for, like, a day or two, you realize, like, how often you, like, look at your, like, you just automatically go to things.
It's,
like,
Oh, my gosh. Such a habit.
What am I doing?
Such a bad habit. Yeah. Oh, man. I hear you. All right, man. That was good. We're going to have to come back to those four flows and talk about that another time. Thank you for joining us for the In Hope podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Remember, we want you to be part of the conversation. So comment, like, share, and follow. Also, we want you to consider being a ministry partner with us. For as little as $2 a month, you can help continue this podcast and other ministries that teach about unity and invest in collaborative efforts. Connect with us via social media throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Monday on the In Hope podcast.